Wrestling with Martin Besser.
Brought down out with a year, the rental market. There was this article doing the rounds on the weekend about people paying up to 90 grand a month.
That's crazy.
In the Joburg area for rent. It's often nothing diplomats and stuff. That's why they're not buying here.
Yeah.
They've got to rent. And then the people renting those properties out, they see them coming.
Sure. And corporates.
A mile away. Corporates, yeah. You know, yeah. That kind of thing. I remember back in the day, the whole furnished rental market was a thing.
Yeah.
People pay enormous and ridiculous amounts if the whole thing is furnished.
Mm.
I think it's still pretty much like that. I suppose
you pay more. Yeah,
you definitely pay more. I don't know. I feel so bad using other people's things.
Do you stay in hotels?
Yes.
But then, so then you're over it.
But it's not a home.
I could never sleep in someone else's bed. Do you travel?
Yeah. I don't live in hotels. Like living in a hotel and like living in a, do you know what I mean?
It's shame for you.
It's not that bad. It doesn't feel like a hotel. It's a complex or a house. Yeah.
You're sleeping on a bed that's slept in.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
300 times.
Don't say it.
This year so far. People you don't know.
Stop it, please.
Anyway, a lot of people making comments about the 90k a month.
90 grand a month, yeah. Martin. That is oozing arrogance and attitude of because I can, it's wasting money. Surely it's wasting money. It's just ridiculous.
90,000 rand for a rental. Yeah, it klink vir my soos a member of parliament wat daar bly of a sheik of somewhere wat die plek om hier, ja.
In die Wesrand hier in Kreersdorp is dit ook maar, jy moet maar kies wat jy wil hê. Ek weet in die meer westerse kant van Kreersdorp kan jy altyd vir dieselfde bedrag geld as wat jy oordentlike townhouse en so aan in 'n beter area kan huur, kan jy 'n huis huur. Jy weet met 3 slaapkamers en 'n lekker ruim area en erf en so aan in Kreersdorp Wes hoor.
Ja, ek dink as jy by huise kom is daar 'n groot verskil, maar as jy kom by townhouses,
ja.
Ek sê met my observasie is maar gebaseer op soos ek nou rondry sien hierdie borde. Where they're putting up complexes.
Yeah.
And you see the rental amounts. And it just strikes me as pretty standard.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much the same kind of give or take 1,000 or two. Townhouses, a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose.
Yeah, I do think you're very right. Places like Norwood, I remember years ago trying to find a place there because it was so hip and happening and I couldn't afford it. But I was aiming a little bit high. But then found something that was not too far off, you know.
Yeah.
Not in Norwood, unfortunately. But I do agree with you that it doesn't really matter which side of Joburg you are.
So I'm not very au fait with the rental market. But do you not think that the fluctuation comes in with people's levies? And that kind of stuff. That's actually where you
the
could
levy.
Now.
Yeah, sure. The levy makes a yeah. That's a good point. The levy is different. But once again, I think there are enough options.
Okay.
Yeah. Like to keep it. You have your the clubhouse and the pool and stuff and security for sure. Last one.
Ons praat einde van die maand en ek het net besluit ek moet nader aan die werk kom want die petrol wat so die hele tyd opgaan is besig om my dood te maak. En dit is shocking om te sien wat die agente vra. Die een agent vra R250 vir 'n credit check, die ander vra R450 vir 'n credit check. En on top of that moet jy die en daai en daai deposit betaal en daai en daai en daai. So altesaam die plekkie wat ons gekry het is R5000 'n maand, maar ek moet in totaal R16,500 neersit voor ek kan intrek.
Sure. Well, let's go to Cape Town. That's a bit of a different story, I think, when I look at the market there.
Uh-huh.
And who do we find there? Jules Harding from Good Luck.
Hey, Martin. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to your conversation going like, yo, come to Cape Town, guys. That's actually a cheap price for Cape Town.
I know. It's a little bit different. Listen, big things happening. Congratulations, firstly.
Yes, congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
So the big reveal, by the way, everybody, happened. Was it on stage yesterday?
Yes, it was amazing. It was such a crazy idea that we had. And we saw it through, and it was just so magical to do like a really big gender reveal in the
at our concert on some stage at Kirstenbosch Gardens to 5,000 people. It was wild.
That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Jules, obviously expecting. And then at a live show in the beautiful Kirstenbosch Gardens in Cape Town. Share it with your audience. That's what I love about you and about the band. You guys, you really, when you watch your show, you honestly believe that you guys, you love your audience, your supporters. You make them feel part of it. And this is how you do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, in case for the rest of us who weren't at the show yesterday.
Missed the reveal.
Yeah. So, what are we talking here, Jules?
So, I think you should play the clips. Do you have the clips?
I do. Hold on. You're right. That is a whole lot more ceremonious. Congratulations. I know you're not supposed to say, but did you have a preference?
I kind of was leaning towards a girl. And not because I always saw myself as a boy mom, actually, like if I ever had a kid. But having spent time with my friends who have babies, girls are a lot more chill. And I think for me, I think that's where my head's at right now. So I'm quite happy with the way I've come. And yeah, I would have been happy with either, but I'm very, very happy with a little girl.
Jules, as a mom of two girls, and I think Kola as a dad of two girls, I can tell you that that's a lie.
I suppose it's a lucky packet, right?
That's right.
You never know what you're going to get.
Girls club between the three of you. Yeah, good luck. Thinking about you. Listen, all the best. Congratulations. Can't wait to see you again. Is it too soon?
So
I don't have children, Jules. I'm asking because I don't know. Is it too soon for a name? Or how does it work?
We have a whole lot in the hat, and we're still kind of reaching out to everyone just to say if you've got any cool ideas, like send them to us because we're still deliberating. But I think we'd like to first meet the little one and look at her face and then kind of decide what she feels like she wants to be. You know,
you can't do all the reveals in Cape Town. So next time you're up in Gauteng, you need to do the name reveal here.
Maybe we should do that. Something like Lion Kingy, you know.
Yes. Have a good day. Love to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Thanks
Jules.
For love.
Bye.
Cheers.
How's that for a bit of good news? Great news on a Monday morning. All the way out of Cape Town, Jules, the lead singer of the band Good Luck, revealing yesterday live on stage. It's pretty cool to do it that way, I think.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.